Are you there, caller?
I'm here.
Are you with me?
I feel a presence.
Do you feel a presence on the line?
I feel a presence on the line.
You feel a presence on your radio? You know what that presence is, sir?
There is information beaming from the radio.
It's below the waist. I'm Mason, and with me, as always, for the future, and for now, and forever, is Ben.
My name is Ben.
Hello, Ben. So, basically, we're recording this demo for you guys, the KFAI listeners, the programming committee. And we've got the show proposal. Don't we, Ben?
Good.
This is what we've got. So, for several months, almost a year now, probably a year, more than a year, would you say?
It's actually, yeah, it's been a year and a month.
For a long time now, we've been running a website. It's based completely on Facebook. It's called Below the Waist. We've assembled somewhere around 60 or 70 floating followers who all contribute music. All of us are searching the darker reaches of the internet and thrift stores and record stores and really anywhere where you can find anything and rapidly sharing things with each other. The ridiculous, the sublime, the really good, the really bad.
And everything in between.
Everything in between. Just putting it out there for display. Mostly we use YouTube because that's the quickest and most preferred free medium out there on the internet today, but we are hoping now to break into the terrestrial world. That's what they call terrestrial radio, which, I mean, doesn't really
Little
make
Earth.
Sense. Earth radio, radio of Earth. Or possibly a podcast. But ideally, we'd like to break out of the internet. We're all over the internet right now, so we're looking to leave. We want to find a new planet, and KFAI could be that new planet. What do we have coming up ahead? You have the list ahead of you in front of your face, don't you, Ben?
I do.
Give us some teasers. You don't have to give us any track names or anything, but
We have the unlikely collaboration between Elvis Presley and the legendary Wailers.
Is that possible?
It could be. We have a selection from a prison film about life in prison, the realities of day-to-day life in the joint.
In the slammer.
We've got some ladies. Some ladies with knobs. and some men with knobs. There's going to be some knobs and some twiddling of those knobs.
We got probably a whole half hour here of knobs for you guys. Not including us.
That's what we like to say around the internet, is that there's always room for more knobs.
Oh, here's Elvis.
You saw me crying in the jail, the tears I shed were tears of joy.
Give me another start.
L to WW0385, take 3.
Ready?
You saw me crying in the jail, the tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of compassion. Now
child.
Shake, 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 yeah. Beware
you still there, caller?
Heavy material there.
Yeah, what was that, man?
The Elvis and the Wailers.
Oh, that was at the top of the set. Yeah, that goes back to the heady mashup days of 2004. I just looked
like
that up. You could cop that thing on vinyl for about $40 if you want to send the money to the right people over in England.
The Wailers portion is the tune Satisfy My Soul.
I guess the B-side of that one is a similar version of In the Ghetto, which I've never heard.
I haven't either. After that was The Ravens with A Simple Prayer, sort of an invocation maybe to
pray simply?
Yeah, basically.
So that others may simply pray. Did you check out the high notes at the end of that thing, man?
Yeah. I don't know how it defies my comprehension of physical abilities.
That how the actual larynx works on a man?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna fade this. What is the techno thing we got behind us? Because I'm gonna take it out. I would rather listen to the soothing sounds of you coming to us from parts unknown. You are listening to Below the Waist. I forgot to mention that. We just jumped right into talking about the music, because that's what we do like to do.
The final cut there was the theme tune from the movie Short Eyes from 1977, well, Curtis Mayfield.
Have you seen that movie?
I haven't, actually.
No?
I don't know that I want to. Apparently it's based on a stage play about the gritty realities of serving time in prison for committing crimes that apparently aren't appreciated very much by the average prison inmate.
I think we can leave it up to the listener to figure out why his eyes are short.
Short eyes.
I guess it's not so much that his eyes are short, but it's what he's looking at with those eyes. What have we got coming up, Ben?
should we get into the BBC Radiophonic Workshop?
Oh, yeah, Delia Derbyshire.
We got a little Delia.
This is a pop single, is it not?
It is. It almost sounds like Stockhausen and Walkman mixed with Peggy Lee.
It kind of sounds like Sean Lennon or something, too, which is a weird comparison, I know. But
yeah.
Again,
definitely doesn't sound like 1969, that's for sure.
We'll go ahead and let the listener judge here, like we do on Below the Waist.
Electric. dreams gone.
Just mounting fever in my soul. Within my head, the bell seems fast beating, leaving, leaving hippies bound.
On the edge of song.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Below the Waist program here on KFAI, Fresh Air Community Radio. It's 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Also online at KFAI.org. Radio Without Boundaries. And to prove I have no boundaries, I have Ben here with me from Parts Unknown.
The Great Unknown.
I mean, I know where you are, but...
Well, I do too. I mean, I kind of know anyway.
I mean, I'm not telling, but...
Thank you.
Where you do belong is on Facebook here at Below the Waist. Go ahead and give it a search out. I think there's one more Italian guy that makes music under that name or has an album under that name, but that's not really important. I mean, it is sort of important in that we are pulling music from all over the world, all over the galaxy, really.
And to prove it, just look at the last few songs that we played there.
How do you say below the waist in German? Do you speak German?
No.
No? Maybe somebody on the Facebook group will know. I bet they could tell us that. What the hell was that?
The closer there was the Deutsch Amerikanische Freundschaft, the DAF.
DAF. Doing Du Hast by Rammstein?
No. That was Liebe auf den ersten Blick.
Easy for you to say.
Good old-fashioned love song.
Oh, do you know what it's about?
Well, I mean, I can kind of get the feel for it there, yeah.
The gist?
Yeah, that's a word for it, sure. And before that was Fox.
Fox featuring the lovely Nusha Fox.
Nusha.
With Spirit.
And that was from 1975.
I found that album recently, just a couple months ago. I never thought I would find it in America on vinyl. I suppose it would be harder to even find on CD. I've never seen it on CD, but I came across it at a local record shop. I was really excited. It was very affordable, and the guy gave me a look like, why do you care? And
yeah,
now
the band is from England, but she's not, right?
She's Dutch, I believe. I believe we should check our facts on that. Maybe she's German, too? Is she German?
No, I kind of think maybe she's from the former colony of scenic Australia, but...
You might be right. I don't know if Nusha is a common name anywhere. I mean, we could probably ask her. I mean, she's probably around.
We can get her on the horn.
Let me see if I can get Australia on the line while we have the next songs. What did we hear before that?
An opening was Delia Derbyshire, Love Without Sound. It just, you know, boggles my mind every time I hear it.
And for you young children playing at home, she wrote the Doctor Who theme.
That's right.
Not only did she write it, but she constructed it from several hundred tiny little bits of tape, if you remember what tape is. Really big tape, though, not just cassette tape. That would be awful.
But she's sort of managed to be kind of an obscure figure. I'm not exactly sure why that is, but her productions and she's definitely.
I think it's because we're
ahead
not
ahead of most of her colleagues there.
We're not British. I'm pretty sure they know who she is in England. I know that.
Sure. Okay. All right. You're right.
Right. No. There. I mean, there've been BBC things about her.
Well, she's a sort of red queen of the tape and studio.
So what do we got coming up next?
Coming up, we have a couple of songs about eyes.
Eyes. The first one would be...
And a surprise.
So the first one is the Honeycombs with another lady who's the drummer that looks a lot like Delia Derbyshire.
That's right, she does.
And then we're not going to announce what you're going to hear after that, because it'll be much more fun to talk about it and give you a chance to guess what you're going to hear coming up after the Honeycombs here on Below the Waist.
Eyes, I've seen in some crowded places, staring from lonely faces, wanting someone to want them to. Eyes that night after night are trying to keep themselves from crying, making believe their dreams are true. But eyes of someone who's in love, who would ever have thought that I'd find them? Eyes that watched as we drew together, wondering if we could ever find all the love they had never known. Eyes that now we have left behind us, in places you never find us, where people go cause they're alone. Now I gaze in the eyes of the one I love, watching.
That's your history lesson for tonight here on Below the Waist on Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI. You know, when you brought that in and you brought it to my attention, I guess you're not here. Ben is not actually here, if you couldn't tell from the phone fidelity.
My disembodied head.
I completely mixed up DMX crew there and Johnson crew. So I was expecting that to be a more... I heard it, and I mean, it sounded like an early '80s thing. It definitely sounded like an electro thing. But then, about 10 seconds in, I said, "Are they kidding? Are they joking?" I mean, it sort of reminds me of Boney M. It sort of reminds me of Rasputin.
Sure.
In its ridiculous history lesson that you can also dance to.
History lesson.
So, is that William the Conqueror? Is that the title?
That's it.
William the Conqueror at the Battle of Hastings.
2005.
I'm not even surprised anymore when it sounds like it's from 1984 and it's actually from 2005.
Never assume anything.
I assumed that I can assume nothing. Everything is timeless now. That's part of what we're doing here. I hope that you're still listening to this demo and can hear that we've just gone from the DMX crew out of Sherman goddamn Hemsley on Soul Train.
Lovely, wonderful performance of the late Sherm.
The gong-loving Sherm. Sherman Hemsley. Have you heard the gong story about him?
Are you talking about the interpretive dance?
He's done all of that. He did all of that, too, but there's... Let's go. I don't remember the name. What was the name of that track before I go off on a tangent here?
That's Eyes in the Dark.
Eyes in the Dark, and he probably would have performed that around the time that he was on Amen, I think.
Oh, I
Is that
know.
The show where he was the Reverend?
Yeah, I think that's
I
right.
Think it was,
that's right.
I think it was Amen. But in the late 70s, it's come out a lot more now that Sherman Hemsley was huge into prog rock. He was a big prog rock guy. And in the late 70s, Gong were coming over to the U.S., and he got in contact with them and said, I love you guys. I want to meet you. I want to meet up with you guys. And so they met Sherman Hemsley at the airport, and he was playing their record. He just totally dug them and brought them back to his house, where he showed them that he had not only, like, a sex den in the basement and just orgies going on
no surprise.
All the time. The surprise is that he had a guy under his employ making LSD for him in his house.
Sure, like you do when you're a television sitcom celebrity.
Right, when you're on the... I assume everybody from the Jeffersons did that. I'm pretty sure that's where the term smoking sherm comes from.
The sherm. Well,
right.
I think that specifically is a reference to PCP, but I'm not totally certain on that.
It's still crazy, man. I don't know that drug lingo, man. I'm drug-free since 93, man.
Which is a year after Sherm was on the Soul Train.
And, I mean, that was what drove me to drugs in 92.
Right, and you hit it pretty hard.
Honeycombs before that.
Yeah, Joe Meek.
That was a Joe Meek thing. That specifically was off a movie called Pop Gear.
Right.
I don't know if they performed. I think they were just miming on there, but it's a really intense.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
It's a really intense performance. I guess they probably couldn't have been playing it live to do it that intensely. Mm-hmm. But that was Eyes, so that was part of our two-part Eyes set. Get it?
Surprise was Sherman.
Old Sherm, yeah.
And then a double surprise with some knowledge dropped.
Right, from the DMX crew. I'm still hung up on the Sherman Hemsley. I don't know if he released any other singles. I know the other legends that he made an album with John Anderson from Yes. That they made some sort of progressive rock epic. And it's not released, and John Anderson just makes these records, and they don't come out. Maybe with the passing of Mr. Sherm, we will see that.
Fingers crossed.
I you can't see it, but I do have them crossed. What do we have up next, Ben?
We are going to move across the globe to a chain of islands called Indonesia, and it's some pretty great progressive rock that I'm pretty sure if Mr. Hemsley had heard it, maybe he did, he probably would have liked it.
And I love the name of this group too. What's the name of the group, Ben?
The name of the group is Shark Move.
Shark Move.
And the name of the album is Geta Chopra's Shark Move.
And I think this is a long track. This is about 9 minutes, so we're going to be closing out here. And just to remind you are listening or have been listening for the past 45 minutes or so to our demo for our projected program that we are calling Below the Waist, based entirely off of our little Facebook page here at Facebook. Well, you just search for it on Facebook. That's the easiest way. I don't think that there's a neat and tied the URL for those sort of things, unless you're a profitable business, which we are not. We are just a group of about 60 or so people, which will, once we get on the air, fingers crossed, again, will grow. The idea is that people will come to the group and look at what we are sharing and want to share with us and become part of the experience. So we're not, it's like a collective group of 21st century crate diggers. We're not just having to go into the stores and into the basements. Most everybody finds their music online now if they are limited in the resources and they can't drive out to Chicago and look for the dusty 45s and dig through the thrift stores. People are excited to share these things, and we are not only giving them a place to do that in a social environment, but with Below the Waist being on KFAI or being on KFAI.org, as the case may be, they can contribute to this. They can be part of this with us. We will play what they give us. We will, if it excites us, if it excites us, we'll be excited about it. Okay, that's a good turn of phrase. Ben, are you still there?
Yes.
Am I blowing your mind?
Well, yeah. Sherm, I stopped back at Sherm.
Yeah, well, I mean, you gotta stop smoking the Sherm. Let's just go into the Shark Move. I am taping this here on a Thursday night. Ben can't be with me in the studio, but I like the element of hearing him on the phone, and it won't always be Ben. I mean, Ben will sometimes be here in the studio, but other contributors, we'll call them wasters. Other wasters can be on the line. If it's a podcast, I can call them. If it's live, they can call in here. They can get to us on the Facebook group. Thanks for listening. We're going to go into the Shark Move. We hope you have a good evening or morning or wherever it is you're listening to this. Below the Waist, say goodbye, Ben.
Goodbye, Ben.
That I'm